ECSI.
Hi, this is Nick at the Bank of Cardiff. Is Arthur in?
One moment.
Thanks.
Hello.
Hi, Arthur. This is Nick Chapman at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
All right, and you?
I'm pretty good. I appreciate you asking. I received your request for information.
They sent in a whole application in the mail, business loan application.
Mm-hmm.
And we thought that would be posted online, but what is it that you would like us to do?
For the business loan?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, it's a pretty simple process. We do have an online application, but I'd be more than happy to help you. It's just a one-page application, like the one you received in the mail.
Right.
And we ask for 6 months of business bank statements. And let me see here. What's your business structure? Are you an LLC? Are you incorporated?
No, we're an incorporated. I don't understand. They send out these notices that you're approved for a $250,000 line, and then you go through all of this because they don't know anything about you. So it's a little strange for that kind of a relationship. In any event, it's a corporation. It's been a corporation. We've been in business some 40 years.
Okay. Are you an S-Corp or a C-Corp?
S-Corp. A C-Corp, I'm sorry.
Oh, no problem. And you said 40 years. Have you always been a C-Corp?
Yes.
Okay. Right. We don't have all of your business information. What we do is we partner with Dun & Bradstreet, and essentially we saw that you, I'm not sure if you still do, but you had some solid borrowing history, great relationship with Amerisource. It's a factor with them, I believe. Right.
Well, we did. We did, and we paid them off, and we were through with them. And we have a small credit line with a local bank. We have an offer from HSBC to take us on for the international work that we're involved in and waiting for contracts on. We do a considerable amount of work as far as overseas over the years, but we have a very large backlog of proposals in the Middle East and Africa right now, and that's why HSBC was interested in us and why I thought Cardiff Bank may have been interested. We've been rather slow for the past 3 years due to the cutback in physical security contracts in the United States, and that's why we've now expended a significant amount of time in developing markets overseas, and we have proposals outstanding that are quite extensive in the Middle East and Africa that we're waiting to move ahead on. And if they go ahead or when they go ahead, we will need capital. And that's one of the things that HSBC offered us in letters of credit, advances, et cetera, et cetera. And then this came in from Cardiff Bank, and we thought we'd see what they had to say.
Excellent. Okay. Well, essentially, you are pre-qualified up to $250,000, not only for capital, but also for equipment. If you needed anything for your business equipment-wise, we could finance that, anything from phone systems to vehicles.
Well, do you include tooling as part of equipment, meaning we have die castings that we use for our primary product that we spent $195,000 on, and we've paid that off, and we wanted to refinance it in order to get some working capital in. Is that something that's doable, or that's not in part of the program?
Refinancing equipment is very it's very complicated. What we could do is we could always lean something. We do have programs where we do use equipment as collateral. It may not get you exactly what you're looking for. Are you looking for 250?
No, we're really looking for a couple of hundred thousand.
Okay. The rule of thumb with using equipment that you already own as collateral is 2-to-1, meaning, you know, if we obviously get it appraised, condition reports, etc., and it comes back and it's still worth $150,000, we'd only be able to get you $75,000 that way, right? And the easiest equipment is obviously equipment we could, God forbid something happens, we could easily take back. That's what makes underwriters feel better, right?
Something gotcha. Like
vehicles, yellow iron for construction companies and yeah. whatnot.
No, I understand.
But what we could do is offer you unsecured working capital, or what won't be collateralized, and the term length extends because it is unsecured to 3 years. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely not a long 5 to 10 year offer.
We're not looking for something long term.
No, I think it might be a perfect fit.
Even if it was a couple, 2 years, it would be fine. 3 years is fine.
Okay. What do you typically do year to year in revenues? I know you said it's been slow lately.
Well, the point is this: we did $9.2 million at one point. We were running around $3.5 to $4.5 million, but last year we did $770,000. So our revenue was way down. Although we're sitting with 6 contracts, but no funded task orders, our government has not spent money on physical security. Unfortunately, they're spending it on cyber and IT.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are you tracking to do so far this year? Not.
I would say we do closer to $1,250,000, something like that, based on what our backlog is now and what we have out in proposals.
Okay, excellent. All right. Realistically, just based on the conversation, get you, probably more closer to $150,000 for just working capital. We're not restricted as far as revenues go for equipment, and that's where we come up with the 250. Mm-hmm. So we could always, if you're looking for, maybe the die caster or something like that, we could definitely make that happen as well. But just for the unsecured working capital, probably looking at closer to an approval about $150,000. Up to 3 years.
Mm. So what do you need me to send you? The 6 months statements, bank statements?
Mm-hmm. The one-page application, which I'll email you one for myself here. It's a little bit more filled in for you, so just a couple of things to complete and sign. And are you the 100% owner of the business?
Yes.
Excellent. For a C-Corp, we just need the first page. Did you file for 2015 yet?
Our taxes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we filed for 2015.
I know it sounds crazy, but it's always a question I have to ask because this time of year it's a 50-50 shot on our end. But so the first page of your 2015 business tax return, and then the Schedule G, which shows your ownership of shares. And I'll put a reminder checklist in an email to you.
Okay.
And we'll take it from there.
All right, good.
And you'll have my direct line in that email, too, so you can contact me directly with any questions.
All right, fine. Very good. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Arthur. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.